Hi, this is Sarah from the Online Visibility Academy, and today I want to share with you my favourite book. I read this book three or four times a year. I read this book when I'm winning. I'm reading this book right now. I read it when times are tough. I read it when things are tough business-wise. I read it on holiday. I read this book all of the time. I love it so much. I even have it on Audible, and I also have special recordings by Stephen Pressfield himself. That's right, I'm going to be sharing with you the 10 most important lessons from entrepreneurs from The War of Art, which is a book by Stephen Pressfield. So let's dive in, and I'll share more of these lessons in detail. Lesson one. Resistance is the enemy of success, and every day you must rise up and slay the dragon. Resistance is what Stephen Pressfield calls things like facing an insurmountable obstacle, procrastination, the not wanting to do something. I would even go as far as saying sometimes resistance is adulting, but every day you have to rise up and slay the dragon of resistance. And it is a battle that has to be fought every day. And sometimes you win, and sometimes the dragon wins. Another way of looking at it is resistance is like a dragon that guards the treasure of success. And every day you've got to face your dragon head on, and you've got to summon the courage to slay it, because that dragon is what stands between you and success. There are many obstacles, but with persistence and determination, you can slay the dragon. Lesson two, treat your entrepreneurial work like a profession. As entrepreneurs, we need to approach our work with discipline and professionalism. And this is about setting goals, establishing routines, and holding yourself accountable. And lots of people are resistant to all of those things. They feel if they set a goal and they don't achieve it, that they're a failure. They feel that if they have a regular routine, they're still in corporate. And if they hold themselves accountable to get something done, then who knows what they think around that. Treating your entrepreneurial work like a profession is like being a master craftsman. You have the plan and you follow it step by step, and you hold yourself accountable in order to succeed. Maybe it's like being a doctor. You need to be disciplined, focused, and dedicated in order to provide the best care to your patients. Lesson three, embrace failure. Failing is a natural part of the entrepreneurial journey. You can't avoid it. Learning from your mistakes and using them to improve is part of being an entrepreneur. You cannot let failing defeat you. You have to get up and slay the dragon of resistance, even when you don't feel like it. Another way of looking at it is embracing failing is like being a warrior. You may fall in battle, but you get up again and you continue fighting. Or perhaps it's better to describe it as being a gardener. Some plants may grow and some may not. And you can learn from your mistakes and continue to plant and grow and plant and grow again and again and again. Lesson four is focusing on the process and not the outcome. Focusing on the process is what leads to success. It's about enjoying the journey and trust that the results will come. Focusing on the process, similar to climbing a mountain, each step brings you closer to the peak, but you still have to keep climbing. You can't say you've climbed Everest when you've only reached base camp. When writing a book, each page that you write brings you closer to the end. You can't finish the book if you don't keep writing. So that leads us nicely into lesson five. Persistence is key. As entrepreneurs, we face many challenges and setbacks, and keeping going, even when it's tough, is hard to do. There are natural moments where you do not wish to continue, where you are slayed by the dragon. Persistence and keeping at it is essential to achieving your personal success goals. Rising every day and getting up and slaying the dragon of resistance is a key part of being successful. It's a key element of being persistent. Persistence is sailing through a storm, facing rough waters, but knowing that you have to keep sailing to get out of it. Lesson six, detaching yourself from your work. Now, this one, it took me a long time and I'm still learning this one. Taking criticism as an opportunity to learn and to improve is really important. You can't take things personally, and like I say, I'm still learning this one. You have to view your work objectively and use the feedback to your advantage. And again, this is another dragon. Perhaps it's a miniature dragon that you need to slay alongside the resistance dragon. Detaching yourself from your work is like being a judge. You have to evaluate the evidence objectively without personal bias. And if we're back on the gardening analogy, this is about pruning and shaping the plants to help them grow. It's not about taking a beating when somebody doesn't like what you've done. Criticism can be intended to hurt, it can be intended to justify their own perspective. There are so many angles with it. And this is a dragon, like I say, all on its own that you need to get up and slay too. Lesson seven is start before you're ready. Now, lots of people think that starting before you're ready means doing things unprepared. It's not. It's about not waiting for the perfect moment because it will never arrive. It's about diving in and working out things as you go along. And how that might be is if you're envisioning yourself as a chef, you've got to cook yourself the king's quiche for the coronation, and you don't actually like some of the ingredients. So you need to experiment with different ingredients and techniques to find the recipe that's good for you. It's not about waiting for the recipe to find you. It's about going out and making that recipe happen. And along the way, you have an amazing adventure. Lesson eight, don't try to please everyone. And yes, another one I'm still trying to learn. In fact, this is my probably lifelong thing that I need to work on. You need to focus on creating something that you believe in yourself rather than trying to believe everybody. Trust that your work will find the audience. And that means slaying the dragon so you can get to the audience. If you're an artist, you know you can't appeal to everyone's taste. You have to create something that is authentic to your voice. And that's what trying not to please everybody is. It's being true to your authentic voice. Lesson nine, staying proactive. As I mentioned earlier, it's not about waiting for opportunities or recipes to arrive at you. You have to get out there and create your own opportunities. And sometimes that means slaying the dragon that stops you from taking those opportunities. It means facing the fear of not feeling good enough or not feeling strong enough or not feeling that you have the right product or right service or you're the right person. It's about being there and casting your net wide and seizing the opportunities and exploring them. Lesson 10, keep learning. Now, this is probably the most enjoyable part of being an entrepreneur. I love constantly learning and adapting and staying curious. It's a big part of who I am as a person. And sometimes that doesn't always happen. It's not your nature. But keeping learning is important. You have to educate yourself on the latest trends and the latest technologies. And of course, that can be a dragon in its own right as well. You never stop learning. Imagine yourself as a traveler. There are new territories and new things to find and new areas to adapt and new cultures to explore and to get to know in order to succeed. So I hope you enjoyed our 10 important lessons from The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. I really hope that you get the opportunity to read it or even reread it if you've read it already, and discover the power of being disciplined and focused and slaying the resistance dragon in your business. This book changed my life. I'm pretty sure it will change yours too. Speak soon.